Welcome back to hour number two in SB Nation Radio. Join us online at sbnationradio.com. You're listening to the Big E Sports Show, and I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. As we continue our conversation, the Rio Olympics are in the rearview mirror, and we're visiting with Adam Grossman, the CEO and founder of Block 6 Analytics. How do brands recover from an endorsement scandal? How do they protect themselves in future situations, and especially, you know, when you're talking about like a Ryan Lochte, you're considering a celebrity endorsement?
Yeah, I mean, this is a risk when it comes to celebrity endorsements. It's the idea of individual athletes are able to engage with your potential customers sometimes in ways that, you know, organizations or teams or leagues or events cannot do. You know, they're definitely, when you're talking about the Olympics and what drives interest, there's definitely a portion of that is at the Olympics itself, but it's definitely a star-driven event, and that's been driving a big chunk of the attention. And putting your emphasis on stars creates a huge risk in the fact that, you know, people are fallible and people will make mistakes, and this is the type of stuff that happens. So there is a risk involved there. One of the things that a lot of companies, even Under Armour to a certain degree, did is make a lot of small bets on athletes who are up and coming, and that way you can identify those athletes and then have a stable of people that you work with that can connect with fans in different ways. So that way if one asset goes bad or one sponsor or one partner has an issue, then you have an asset. The other thing is, you know, you don't want your brand to be defined by that one person. Even when Ryan Lochte was a sponsor for, you know, Polo or Ralph Lauren, you know, he wasn't obviously the only sponsor of Ralph Lauren, and he wasn't necessarily the embodiment of that brand. So the more you have an athlete endorser represent the entirety of your brand, the greater the risk. Sometimes the greater the reward. There are definitely brands that have had huge benefits, particularly with relationships with athletes. I mean, no bigger one than Nike with Michael Jordan. I mean, the Air Jordan brand contributes hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars a year to Nike because of that relationship. But a good example is with Tiger Woods. You know, Tiger Woods obviously had a fall from grace where he had a series of issues that came up involving his personal life. And, you know, the brands that he was involved with had to make a decision, and most of the brands will make decisions quickly, try to create distance between the brand and the person and figure out ways to reconnect and try to resonate with the fans in new ways. And, you know, the brands have become increasingly sophisticated on their operation, particularly when it comes to athlete endorsements. And very rarely would they just be caught entirely flat-footed or without a specific plan or strategy in place in order to execute when these types of situations get happen.
Okay, so we talk about Ryan Lochte. What's the future, do you think, for Hope Solo after being suspended 6 months for her, quote, coward's remark at the Olympics? It's going to cost her, I think.
Yeah, I think it's the problem for Hope Solo is this is, you know, not an isolated incident. There's a series of behavioral issues, and she's running up against some of the things that Ryan Lochte's running up in terms of age and how much longer she can compete. Now, being a goalie in soccer as having been a former goalie and playing in Northwestern, you know, you can play potentially longer into your career and potentially play for a longer amount of time. But Hope Solo is already 35 or in her mid-30s.
Yeah, she's 35. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's already dealing with some, you know, it's not clear how much longer or how many more competitions, particularly major international competitions, she can compete in going forward, which is the biggest driver of interest and attendance, interest in women's soccer at the moment. So the idea of her having those competitive athletic venues to show her ability is something that's going to continue to wane. At the same time, right, she's created a consistent pattern where her brand becomes about being competitive and about being, you know, saying what she feels and doing a lot of things that, again, don't necessarily resonate with the image of the brand. So the one thing that she can do is there are brands where that image is potentially something that is valuable. It's people who speak their mind and speak the truth and do, you know, they're going to, you know, talk and play with their emotions. So there are potentially some brands, and she will have to focus on that. But it's becoming increasingly difficult for her to get the kind of support, particularly from the business community that she's gotten before.
A few more minutes with Adam Grossman, the CEO and founder of Block 6 Analytics. Reach out to our audience, Adam, and tell them where they can check you out online.
Yeah, absolutely. You can check us out at Twitter at Block6Analytics. You can go to our website, block6analytics.com. Or you can check us out on Facebook, similarly at Block 6 Analytics.
Okay, let's shift gears. Let's talk about the NFL. The season is just around the corner. Does the NFL, does it remind us of how great brands are built? They were scrambling, you know, a few years ago with their tarnished image after, you know, the Ray Rice situation, but they seem strong and steady. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always going to be an attraction with NFL just because of the size of the audience and the size of the relationship. But one of the things we also talk about in the book is, you know, the NFL now is somewhat similar to where track and field and boxing and even Major League Baseball was in the early 1900s, where those sports were by far the dominant sports, and through a series of scandals and through a series of both competitive scandals, player scandals, business scandals, certainly track and field and boxing have waned significantly to the point where the NFL now is arguably the most dominant sport in America. So the NFL is constantly thinking about these issues, which puts them in a different position than those sports. And they're constantly thinking of new ways to engage with the fan, whether it's through virtual reality or through out-of-season competitions or through the ways that they're trying to engage with fans on social media or through mobile channels. So they're constantly thinking of new ways. It's just the problem for the NFL potentially is, it's really hard to control the player behavior, and that will potentially continue to be an issue. And there's some issues that have come up even in this offseason, although not to the degree that they were in prior years. And then the overwhelming issue is, how do we deal with player injuries and how do we deal with medical issues going forward? The NFL is definitely very much aware of the issue. They're taking steps. They have, concussion studies in place. And it's definitely something where they're very worried about the health and safety of the players, and they've instituted new rules to deal with those issues. But it's still going to be an ongoing problem potentially that the league has to deal with, and that ongoing problem then resonates with the brand. So the NFL will certainly be a dominant player in the sports industry for a significant amount of time, and they have really smart people looking at how they can continue to maintain that position. It's just potentially going to be challenging, and it's a challenge that that will require a lot of strategy, a lot of thinking, and a lot of tactics to potentially deal with these challenges.
Adam, do you think player behavior, that's still the biggest threat to the NFL brand?
I don't think so. I do think it's potentially the injury issue. I mean, that's a big issue with boxing. Boxing really never came up with a way to deal with these boxers who dealt with injury issues. And the NFL has done a much better job than boxing, but there's still things that they can potentially do better, things that they're looking at all the time, both on the player side and on the league side. And I think, making sure, the NFL said this, that player safety and health is a number one issue that they're thinking about. But they really, I think that potentially could be the issue, because at a certain point, if they can't figure out ways to potentially mitigate some of these health concerns and health issues, it could become a long-term problem at the core of the sport. And that's something that, the NFL doesn't want to happen. The players don't want that to happen. The fans don't want that to happen. The media doesn't want that to happen. But that could be, I think that could become an issue. And again, it's an issue that the NFL and the teams and the players are all looking at very closely to figure out the best way to avoid it being a problem.
Okay, my final question for you. Adam Grossman's been with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. What is the 2016 NFL season going to be like without Peyton Manning and, of course, missing, Tom Brady in those first four games of the season?
Yeah, I think it really puts the concept. The NFL has really built its identity around its teams more in the end, more than potentially other sports and other leagues, which are, we talked about the Olympics potentially being more star driven than organization driven. The NFL has really prided itself on, making the teams and the competitions the stars rather than the individual players. And I think this really puts this to the test in terms of Peyton Manning and, Tom Brady missing the first four games. And it really is, arguably the two biggest stars in the NFL are not going to be around at the beginning of the season. Will the NFL be able to generate the same level of interest?
Always a Big E favorite, Adam Grossman, CEO and founder of Block 6 Analytics. Thanks so much, Adam.
Thank you.
Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number two at SB Nation Radio.